Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. Well, with the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I've been sharing this week. One thing is needful. And the text we've been using is found in the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 42 through 43. The words of Jesus, which the Lord Jesus said to Martha as she was trying to prepare a meal. He said, "One thing is needful, Martha, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall be not taken away from her." So what was occurring? Well, Mary was in fellowship with Jesus, and she was eager to learn. She didn't want to miss a word of what Jesus had to share. And so we've been looking this week at the importance of being teachable. Psalm 19 talks about the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And that learning experience consists of acquiring new information, first of all, and secondly, this is very important, and many are not willing to do it. You have to readjust or replace your present knowledge or understanding with additional insight. It is the heart of learning is the ability to be taught. And Jesus said, unless you receive the kingdom of God as a little child, unless you're willing to be taught and change, you ain't going to enter in. That he shall not enter therein. That's what the King James says, okay? Now, a wise man wants to learn, and so we need to be as the clay in the potter's hand. We have to be flexible, yielding to influence, capable of responding and conforming or changing to new situations, to new knowledge, to new truth. How is flexibility produced? We've shared it's by using it, just like in the natural. If you don't use it, you lose it. Speaking in physical realms, that the same is true in terms of spiritually. If we don't use our spiritual senses, as Hebrews 5:14 says, strong meat belongs to those of full age, those who by reason of use have exercised their senses to discern both good and evil. That's our responsibility. We need to be diligent. We need to be persistent. We need to endure and also to sustain that activity in the midst of unpleasant things. It depends on our quality of use. We have to not only withstand the negative, which enables us to be patient and long-suffering as far as situations and people are concerned, but also to persist in the positive. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for we will reap in due season if we don't faint. And so those two areas, those are our responsibilities, to use it and to be faithful and diligent and habitual in our use of our spiritual truth and knowledge. Now, thirdly and finally, I would like to share, and you can take a deep sigh of relief. The third area implies restoration. This is learning to an ideal or perfect state. That's what full truth, absolute understanding refers to. And the good news is this is the Lord's responsibility. This is His area of expertise. And not only that, it's His delight, because you know what? You can't do it. I can't do it. We just have to be willing and yielded. Beloved, everything in this world, I trust you know, is in a process of decay and deterioration. What happens with age? There's hardness, rigidity comes with age in the natural. As we advance in years, we're not as flexible. I mean, we may work at trying to be as flexible as we can, and that's a good thing, but we don't have the flexibility of youth. The joints don't have that, whatever is required to make us flexible. Our muscles aren't as responsive, and that's true even mentally. We don't have unless we exercise our mental capacity to learn, we don't have that ability that we did. As for example, a toddler, they can learn so quickly. It's amazing, because they're just like a sponge. They'll soak up knowledge, soak up information. And so what in the natural, what gives us freshness or suppleness or softness, but there are some natural agencies, and those are water and oil, and both are significant and symbolic in Scripture of the Holy Spirit. There's a penetrating effect of both. Listen to what Psalm 109:18 says. And this, of course, is speaking now of the retribution or the judgment that comes to the wicked. Let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. Now, in the natural, we know water is a fertilizing and nourishing element. It consists of the elements of hydrogen and oxygen, but it is an aspect of God's creation, absolutely essential to life. And spiritually, the water of the Holy Spirit is essential to our spiritual life. Psalm 1:3 says, we'll be planted by rivers of water. In terms of the new heaven and the earth, in terms of the millennium, there's waters of life coming from the temple of God. Isaiah 27:3 says, and this is the Lord speaking about his vineyard. And that, of course, his vineyard is natural Israel, but also it refers to all of his people, because we are also spiritual Israel, the Gentiles. I, the Lord, keep it, talking about his vineyard. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. How is that for a promise? My goodness. He's saying he's going to attend. His eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. Praise God. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about his people. And so water not only nourishes, but it refreshes. Isaiah 41:18 says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Praise God. Now that's water, and there's so much more I could share, but we need to be concise for the purpose of this broadcast. Then there's oil, and that is a healing and illuminating influence. In Revelation 3:5, Jesus speaks to the church of Laodicea, anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. What? That's talking to spiritual vision, is it not? And then, of course, in Matthew 25:3-4, let me read that. Let me go to 2. And 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. These are the virgins. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They had their lamps, but they also had oil. They were depending on that supply of oil to help them in any situation. And is that not true for us, beloved? My goodness sakes, we need to have oil in reserve for the times of testing and trials and battles that arise. 1 John 2:20 refers to the anointing, which is the oil, if you will, of the Holy Spirit. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Verse 27 gives us this promise and assurance. How beautiful this is. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not any man teach you. Of course, this doesn't do away with teachers in the body of Christ, but Jesus is making a point there. But as the same, the words, the Holy Spirit, Jesus is speaking the words through John, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. So, beloved, as we bring this to a summarization, to a conclusion, in order to be teachable, which implies flexibility, we got to adjust some of our opinions, some of our thoughts, some of our stands. We maybe didn't realize they were wrong. But God wants to show us, he wants to teach us to be flexible physically or spiritually. We have to be, there's that fancy word for those you've heard the earlier broadcast, tractable. We have to be teachable. We have to be yielding to influence. Secondly, we have to be capable of responding or conforming to changing or new situations. Being spiritually flexible or teachable is yielding to God's Spirit. And once we've learned this truth, being led by his Spirit in every situation. God is a God who wants to be with us in the events and daily routine, humdrum routine of our daily lives. In Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31, it says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we have to understand, as we're flexible, we will learn God's principles, and not only His truths, but the importance of being flexible. Oh, one more scripture I want to share, Psalm 103:5, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's the flexibility, right? Good things. We become nourished. We become flexible. And a final point I'd like to share is, remember 2 Samuel 5:19, the Philistines were coming against David. He was just anointed king over all Israel. He seeks the Lord. He said, what shall I do? And it says he came against them. He totally overcame them, was victorious. And they were defeated. And so they came a second time, and he sought the Lord. And there, it was necessary for him to have a new tactic. And that's the importance of waiting on the Lord. While his word is true, that emphasizes our dependence upon Him in every situation. You know, we're crying out for revival. We can't depend on what happened, you know, a century ago. Will the same work? We have to look to the Lord for the new thing He would do, because David, as he heard the sound of feet, if you will, in the mulberry trees, that was his sign to attack. So again, we have to be flexible. What worked in the past may not work now in terms of the church in general, even in terms of our own lives. God's wanting us to be as clay in His hands. May we do that. Lord, help us all to surrender and to be flexible in Your beautiful hands. Amen. Well, my time is gone, and it's been a joy to share these truths with you. I pray that you will hear the word of the Lord, because these were not my opinions, what the word says, and may you find His grace to be able to implement them in your life. If you need prayer support along this road or in any other way, I'm here and available to you. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those needs, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.